Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy. Hello, this is Chris Rocket from PromoteYourMusic.net, and the reason that our jingle today was kind of food, eating based is because this video is called Creating Your Recipe for a Delicious Music Career. Yummy, yummy, yummy. When you first start out in the music business, everything seems kind of weird and confusing. You can often sit in front of the computer for hours and then just trying to work out if you've taken the right advice or if you're like investing your time blogging and building your website and it's actually just distracting you from music. It's a massive leap of faith to start something new, especially when it, you know, can take a couple of months to see results. Then one day, a little spark goes off in your head and the fog seems to be lifted. Suddenly you see things clearly and the subtle little details jump out at you like a pig doing the moonwalk. It's just like learning a recipe and suddenly you know how to make blueberry pancakes without having to Google it the whole time. But this tasty moment comes at different times for everyone, which is why it's so important to continue mixing things up, even when it looks hopeless. I see so many musicians out there who work away for years and give up just at the tipping point where, you know, the opportunities start to come up automatically. So it's my mission with this video to get you cooking fast so that you can get to your moment of clarity before the demons get you. Finding the right ingredients. This is going to take some trial and error because there's no way to get this 100% right first time. Write out your first plan fast and start tracking your progress. It will become very clear if you need to tweak something. Number one, write what ingredients will you need. To work this out, you just need to answer one simple question to the best of your ability. What tasks, here is the question, what tasks, if you do them like a religion every day, will ultimately lead to your music success? Number two for writing your recipe, what should you ignore? If your first goal is to get 1,000 true fans on your email list, then you want to remove everything from the recipe that does not move you closer to that goal. Create a low-fat music marketing diet and cleverly use your time to achieve things will get you your highest impact. Do you think I've like beaten this food recipe analogy to death enough yet? Let's see, let's move on. Number three, know your limits. If you only have 4 hours a day to work on your music career, then there's not much chance you're going to be able to write 4 blog posts and finish off a new song as well. Make your recipe practical and easy to follow. Number four, work from a checklist. There's nothing worse than getting home from work and feeling like buzzing. Let's do some music stuff. And then you get confused about what you should actually be spending your time on. Make sure that you keep a simple list next to your computer with the tasks that you need to complete each day. Number five, focus. This is like a war. When you sit down to start working from your schedule, like emails are going to come in, text messages are going to come up, and everything's going to be trying to pull you away from what you're doing. When something comes up that does pull you away, just put it on a list and do it when your critical focus time's over. Number six, follow your plan and tweak it. A recipe that stays on the shelf is no better than a piece of toilet paper. Now you've created your simple plan, you need to follow it obsessively each day and notice what's working. You might meet a few problems and challenges along the way, so you need to be able to roll with the punches and tweak your plan as necessary. Here's a simple 1-hour plan recipe that you can use and you can steal and you can do it yourself. It's a little roadmap, it's not fancy, there's not a million steps, but I found that if you just follow this process every day, you'll ultimately grow your career, which is great. Number one, record and post. Use my songwriting system to churn out new music every day, then find a way to lay it down simply. Once you've finished your recording, post it to YouTube, then take that embed code and put it on your blog. Once it's on your blog, post it to Twitter and Facebook and your email list and let people know you've got something new out. Your recording does not have to be fancy. Number two, connect with music bloggers. Ultimately, you want to become friends with them and then ask them to promote your 100% commission offer or supply them with a guest post or interview them. There's nothing better to get to know someone than to interview them for an hour on Skype. As soon as I added this networking element to my plan, everything moved much faster. Number three, lead your market. Use my Google Music Alerts method to track down what's going on in your music scene and then post the best of it to Twitter and Facebook and your own blog. Fans will start to visit your site each day just to keep up with what's going on. Final thoughts, feel free to copy this process. It's not a definitive marketing plan, but it's a good start. To be honest with you, it's just about turning up every day and taking action. Do what you feel comfortable with. And good luck and happy cooking with your recipe. This is Chris Rocket from PromoteYourMusic.net. If you need any of the resources mentioned in this podcast, come to PromoteYourMusic.net and search that shit. I'll speak to you guys soon.